Tensions mount in Haiti in post-election wait. Rattle Lebanon marks a tragic anniversary. Believers keep a strong vision. And the International Bible Society dedicates new work in Zimbabwe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haiti is turmoil waiting for a catalyst. In the days since an election where 63% of the public turned out to vote, instability looms as the count continues. Violent protests and fraud accusations add to the volatile mix. The situation complicates travel and outreach. Men for Missions' Bill Evans says,
"The work still continues, and we pray just as soon as we can get in safely, that'll continue to go on. You know, we're very cautious about how we interact and where we go. We've got a number continuing to use short-term missionaries that we send in. We do still have some folks there."
Men for Missions is the layman's voice of OMS International. Evans urges prayer during the coming days of transition. Even with threatened instability, their team's outreach will be focused on sharing the peace of Christ.
4VEH has had a full schedule of broadcasting. Of course, 4VEH has always endeavored to not be a political station. However, what they do offer is peace.
Meanwhile, Lebanon marked the one-year anniversary yesterday of the assassination of Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Tensions are already high, with the Muslim world in an uproar. Sat7's David Harder says their staff in the Middle East hasn't yet felt the heat of Islamic anger, though.
"We haven't been the target directly, but indirectly, it has affected the morale of our staff, particularly in Lebanon. People are concerned about the future because in Lebanon, things are just uncertain right now. But when they get letters and phone calls and emails from viewers whose lives are touched, their morale picks up."
However, Harder says because the average Christian in the region feels isolated, their work unifies.
Stat7 is a ministry that empowers the local Christian communities to use the power of media to tell people about Jesus and reflect the local beliefs of Christians. Certainly anybody is welcome to watch, and people do. And people are coming to know Jesus.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The 2006 Winter Olympics are well underway in Turin, Italy. Many attendees are searching for truth. Truth that can only be found in Christ. That's why evangelicals are reaching out with God's Word. Greater Europe Missions' Freddie Harris says they have a team helping a local congregation with the More Than Gold Olympic outreach. Harris says the local church is motivated.
"They produce several tracts that have the address of the church, and the people in charge are really doing what they can to make contact with the people."
Harris says prayer is essential as the occult is thriving in Turin. He says helping in an Olympic venue is acting out what the Bible says.
"The Bible says to go into all the world and preach the gospel. There are 190 countries represented in the Olympics right now. Spectators come from all over the world. And so it's like the world coming to us. And we're preaching the gospel to the world just being here in Turin."
Meanwhile, more than 3,000 people celebrated a new translation of God's Word in the Shona language, the dominant language in Zimbabwe. The International Bible Society says their Shona translation allows people to read God's Word in their everyday heart language. About 10 million people speak Shona. Pray that as people read, they'll learn, understand the message of salvation more clearly, and eventually turn to Christ. And while it may seem like a long way off, Gospel for Asia is asking you to join them in the United States for an inspiring event this summer. It's the 2006 Gospel for Asia Renewing Your Passion Conference, June 30th through July 2nd in Grapevine, Texas. You'll hear directly from GFA's Asian leaders how God is moving among some of the world's most unreached people groups. You may also gain a new perspective on the world of missions and a renewed passion for Jesus. Go to missionnetworknews.org for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spiritual Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.